Tomorrow's the deadline for cities near and far to submit bids to internet superstore Amazon for its second global headquarters. Amazon says its new so-called HQ2 will be an economic engine for any city, generating around 50,000 jobs. Well, that has cities in Southern California, from LA to San Diego, from Irvine to Santa Ana, licking their respective chops and offering up incentives in an effort to score those headquarters. Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she's here for today's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So what kind of jobs are we talking about here? When we say 50,000 jobs, are these people who are going to be writing code? Are they going to be delivering things to your home? What kind of jobs?
Well, as we understand, it's probably a mix of both. HQ2 involves a new headquarters filled probably with programmers, but it also likely involves distribution facilities, warehouse facilities, manufacturing facilities, grocery stores, physical stores, logistics facilities. And as we know, there's a big difference in pay across those jobs. Software engineers can earn six-figure salaries, while a fulfillment center employee in our region is paid around $12 an hour.
$12 an hour. And we've seen that. We've got the big distribution centers, of course, here in Southern California. We're in Riverside County.
That's right, yeah. Riverside and San Bernardino.
So there are a lot of cities that really want the headquarters, the second headquarters, as it were, for Amazon. And we're talking about cities, dozens of them, across the country and across North America, for that matter. How many here in Los Angeles want this?
A handful of metropolitan areas in LA want it, including LA County, which is putting in a bid that includes nine separate and distinct sites throughout LA County, each of which, according to LA's Economic Development Corporation, meets the specific requirements that have been outlined in Amazon's now famous RFP.
The RFP, request for proposals, as it were. And in that request, they have certain criteria.
Various criteria, yes. They want a metro area that's already home to more than 1 million people. They want access to an international airport. They want multiple forms of local transit. They want good quality of life. They want a good supply of well-educated folks, obviously a lot of programmers, and they want tax breaks.
They want tax breaks. So this pits cities against one another. And as you mentioned, a handful of cities, even here in Southern California, who are very close to one another. How do they go about fighting over this? I mean, is it the best tax incentive wins?
Well, depending on who you talk to, what you will hear from some is a more, I guess, generous read of Amazon's motives, which is that Amazon will look for the city that has all this good stuff, good quality of life, these well-educated people, etc., etc. It'll be our participant in that city. And based on evaluating those criteria, for example, the New York Times bet on Denver. Denver has risen to the top. However, we did hear from our colleagues at KUOW in Seattle. They've spoken to a professor of marketing, Scott Galloway, who says, forget all that. Amazon has already made their choice. And this whole beauty contest, game show thing that we're all enjoying the spectacle of, is a sort of cynical ploy to garner promises of tax incentives from other cities that they will then use as leverage in their negotiations with the city they've already chosen.
I mean, this is something that happens not only on a big level, big corporate level that we're seeing in this case, two very hyper-local levels, car dealers, superstores like Walmart or Target. You know, we want one city pitted against the other to get those jobs.
Absolutely. I think typically, though, it doesn't turn into such a massive spectacle that really is like a sort of dating game. I did read a group called Good Jobs First that tracks subsidies, and they point out, while we assumed Amazon would apply this kind of ploy to its fulfillment and sortation centers, it says it now appears the company will also deploy it for a new headquarters deal.
By the way, there is more about what Amazon's presence in Seattle did to that city and what happens when other tech companies take over a place. Next hour, coming up in about an hour on Press Play, Frances Anderton, host of DNA on ATC. Fran, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.